Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 225 entitled, Be Holy, for I am Holy. As I am reading in the book of Leviticus, I want to point out something. It is very common for everyone to call those whom they believe to be overachievers the goat. It is written, Then Aaron presented the people's offering. He took the goat for the sin offering of the people and killed it and offered it for sin as he did the first. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 15 of the Amplified Version. The goat is representative of the transgressions of the people. I thought I would point this out because people are flattered by this overt demonic rhetoric. For those who think that it is nothing, meditate on this. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 21 of the King James Version. These will be the same ones who will sit in front of the Lord as if they have done nothing wrong. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 20 of the King James Version. What made me think on this is that as I was reading, Moses is telling the congregation to prepare the sacrifices to the Lord, to prepare for his appearance. Now pay attention. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and when they came out, they blessed the people. And the glory and brilliance of the Lord, the Shekinah cloud, appeared to all the people as promised. Then fire came out from the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar. And when the people saw it, they shouted and fell face downward in awe and worship. Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24 of the King James Version. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective ceremonial censers, put fire in them, placed incense on it, and offered strange, unauthorized, unacceptable fire before the Lord, an act which he had not commanded them to do. And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and devoured them. And they died before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 2 of the King James Version. Can I tell you something? God is holy. We cannot think that we can attempt to enter into his presence disrespectfully. Think about that as you worship. Many are not understanding that they are entertaining demonic entities. You cannot live any way you want and believe that you can summon the Lord at your command. I don't know who you may be worshiping, but it is not the true living God. The people were told exactly how to prepare by Moses, and it was of God. It is He who sets the terms of His interactions with man. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, Take thee a young calf for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, Take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil, for today the Lord will appear unto you. Leviticus chapter 9, verses 1 through 4 of the King James Version. And again, and Moses said, This is the thing which the Lord commanded that you should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 6 of the King James Version. Now prior to his appearance, Aaron and his sons had to remain in the tabernacle for 7 whole days to make atonement for themselves, with strict instructions on what they could eat and how it should be prepared, to be consecrated before and by the Lord. Then on the eighth day, they were to prepare themselves and the congregation. Imagine preparing all of your life to see the Lord, and at the very end, you make choices that condemn you. But when the righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits sin and acts in accordance with all the repulsive things that the wicked man does, will he live? All of his righteous deeds which he has done will not be remembered because of the treachery that he has committed. For them, he shall die. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Let me debunk the thing that many will do. You cannot wait until you are on your deathbed and think that if you confess your sins, all will be forgiven, that you will be allowed to see God's face in peace. Pay attention. Again, when a wicked man turns away from all his transgressions which he hath committed and practices justice and righteousness, he will save his life, because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions which he had committed, he shall certainly live. He shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 27 through 28 of the Amplified Version. How can you walk in the paths of righteousness when you can't walk? You are on your deathbed, literally. God will not be mocked. Now back to Nadab and Abihu. God's word confirms what I have written. Then Moses said unto Aaron, "This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified." And Aaron held his peace. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3 of the King James Version. This was the wisest decision Aaron had ever made at that time. And what did they do with their bodies? They carried them outside of the camp. They were defiled. Moses told Aaron and his sons that although the congregation could mourn for them, they were not allowed to. If they did, it would not have been good for anyone. Remember, when the priests sin, the entire congregation is guilty. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar his sons, "Uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled. And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you." And they did according to the word of Moses. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 6 through 7 of the King James Version. They could not mix the holy with what is profane. In my previous post, I went over the sacrifices that were used to atone for the people's sin out of ignorance. But for those who know better, you have just chosen to have a blatant disregard for the Holy Spirit. This is why the penalty for Aaron's sons was swift and destructive. Aaron knew that God's judgment was just. That is why he held his peace. If he would dare to question the Lord or commit an act of disobedience, death would have been imminent. So let the Holy Spirit confirm his word. The responsibility of the man of God to ensure that the congregation is aware of God's laws and commandments while having discernment for what is to be holy and separate. Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, neither you nor your sons with you, when you come into the tent of meeting, so that you will not die. It is a permanent statute throughout your generations, and to make a distinction and recognize a difference between the holy, sacred, and the common, profane, and between the ceremonially unclean and the clean. And you are to teach the Israelites all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them through Moses. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 9 through 12 of the Amplified Version. Let me make one last point to show how the Lord humbled Aaron and his sons. They would not eat of the offering and felt unworthy to make atonement for the congregation. Although harsh, they did not take the chastisement of the Lord lightly. Aaron also accepted accountability for his role in his son's behavior. But Moses diligently tried to find the goat that had been offered as the sin offering and discovered that it had been burnt up as waste, not eaten. So he was angry with Aaron's surviving sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, saying, "Why did you not eat of the sin offering in the holy place? For it is most holy. And God gave it to you to remove the guilt of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Behold, its blood was not brought into the holy place. You certainly should have eaten the goat in the sanctuary, just as I commanded." Then Aaron said to Moses, "This very day they have obediently presented their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. But such terrible things as these have happened to me and to them. If I and my sons had eaten a sin offering today, would it have been acceptable and pleasing in the sight of the Lord?" Leviticus chapter 10, verses 16 through 19 of the Amplified Version. Let me confirm their wisdom as I close. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. But a person must prayerfully examine himself and his relationship to Christ. And only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and without solemn reverence and heartfelt gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ eats and drinks a judgment on himself if he does not recognize the body of Christ. That careless and unworthy participation is the reason why many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep in death. Now pay attention. But if we evaluated and judged ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings and correcting our behavior, we would not be judged. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 31 of the Amplified Version. Not only Catholics, but many others take this lightly, disdaining the word of the Lord. Read and meditate on these things, always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Thibault. God is calling his people. Thank you.